Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I did catch up with Precious Little, the play by Madeline George that Brazen-Faced Varlets are doing over there at Elmwood Avenue, the Compass Performing Arts Center. Little gem of a show.
Wasn't it fun?
You had recommended it. It's about a linguistics professor having an inappropriate relationship with one of her graduate students while trying to get pregnant through artificial insemination, while visiting a zoo where there's a gorilla who has supposedly learned language, who has just simply learned a few party tricks, while she is fascinatingly interviewing a woman who was one of the last remaining speakers of a dying language, and the actor plays both the gorilla and the woman.
Kate Olena. And she does it so well.
Everyone was very strong, but the role is delicious and she exploits it. Just the chipper little old lady whose daughter is played by Madeline Allard-Dugan, who is overprotective to the point of abuse. And the old lady just sneaks out to make these recordings. Just
it was great.
Very into it.
Well, there are multiple roles for the actors, and I just loved every role that Madeline Allard-Dugan took. Was just obnoxious. Over and over and over.
Over and over again. The lead character is Katie Buckler, a fresh face and a very strong leading lady, navigating this nuanced material very beautifully. There's another weekend. It goes to the 28th. And it is a provocative play, Precious Little.
Tonight and tomorrow afternoon.
So, on the theme of feminist experiences, did you see the O'Connell and Company, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum out at Canterbury Woods?
I did. Lovely theater, very comfortable seating, and what a hoot. All women. So it's kind of a cringy musical, let's be honest, but they make it work.
Well, that sexist humor that was so hilariously funny in the early 60s is funny again when women are the ones telling the jokes. But the heavy hitter of the week was the play by Ike Holter, being done at Road Less Traveled Theater, Exit Strategy, which also marks the return of artistic director Scott Berend after a prolonged and frightening illness. He is back, and he directed this handsome production set by Colin Ranney about teachers in a Chicago public school where they have been informed that the school is shuttering at the end of the school year.
And the reaction is pretty much what you'd expect. They are not happy, and it sort of squeaks out in all sorts of inappropriate ways.
If we can back it up a little, because there's one character who certainly does not react as we expect, and I don't want to spoil it, but it is the character played by Diane DiBernardo, Pam, the English teacher. The play opens with Sean Ryan, the actor Sean Ryan, not the mayor of the city of Buffalo, who, we're going to have to do that every single time we mention his name, and he works a lot. He did three leading roles this year. But not only is this his first non-musical role of the season, it's the first non-musical role of his career. Were you aware of that?
Well, they said, yeah, it's his first straight play. Or as you said, he's finally gone legit.
Yes.
Great opening scene between Sean Ryan as Ricky, the under-administrator, and Diane DiBernardo as Pam. Oh, it sets the whole stage. It's like a prologue.
It's this perfect mismatch of people. Ricky, played by Sean Ryan, is a people pleaser, and he is about to tell people basically that their careers are over. And so he's purchased a chocolate cake and put it in the faculty room, and he's meeting with them one by one as if a spoonful of sugar will help the medicine go down, and Pam is having none of it. She does not suffer fools. She does not suffer euphemisms. She tells him to rip the damn Band-Aid off. And the punctuation of the scene is something we don't see coming. And then we're off to the races.
So much talent on that stage. And those of you who love Road Less Traveled productions will love this play.
Absolutely love this play. And speaking of theaters we love,
oh,
there is still time to see Skull and Connemara, which is the Martin McDonagh play directed by Mason Beggs over at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. I'm finding the artistic oversight of Keeley Sheridan simply thrilling. So Skull and Connemara, you still have time to see that. Martin McDonagh is also the author of that 2022 film, The Banshees of Inisherin, an incredible storyteller. Skull and Connemara, about a grave digger suspected of having murdered his wife. Through this weekend, the Buffalo debut of Broadway star Robert Creighton.
Since Keeley Sheridan has been on board, I've seen a number of these plays twice. And it's one of those you keep grabbing strangers by the lapels and saying, I have to tell you something. Irish classical. You have to go.
Yeah. So for Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.